So, lately, I was wondering why my videos aren't getting that much views as I want them to have, or as I tell myself that I want them to get. And then I dove deeper into this question. As you might remember in the last podcast, I talked about a materialization. And materialization in an instant. So getting results that we want instantly. So one of the reasons that I'm recording those videos is that I want to show other people what I learn and to show other people why that there are deeper layers that we can understand about ourselves. And as well, I want to build my company, get more clients, and see and show like that the way of living that I'm living is something that is attractive. So those are some of the reasons I do those videos, podcasts. And then I looked at the podcast from last week, for example, which has right now in this moment, and today is the 3rd of April, 2025. It has like around almost 40 views, so like not that much. And I was wondering why. Because the things that I'm talking about are very powerful. And the things that I'm talking about helped me a lot. Not only in this path of becoming more successful, but only in this as well in this part of feeling and arriving into the moment and accepting and enjoying and living this life in a more colorful way. Like the things that I share for me, for myself, make the difference between black and white TV and 4K TV in color. As it gave me when I learned those things, and still, like the framework that I'm sharing here, and the framework that I trained myself to think in, and that I learned to think in, is something that I experienced to be much more powerful, colorful, and sensual than the framework that I grew up with. And so I consider those things that I share as very powerful and very valuable. And then there's this one belief in me that things, something that actually has deep value is something that most of the people don't want. I build a company for online marketing coaching in Germany, for example. Or I sold supplements in Germany as well. And or the DACH Raum, which is like Germany, Austria, Switzerland. And one of the things that I learned was that if I want to sell something to more people, that I need to give them what they want. But what like many people want isn't necessarily what I like. No, actually, most of the time when I look back in the past, the things that I liked were most of the time things that not many other people liked. So I can see that creating this YouTube channel here, creating this podcast, gives me the chance to make kind of peace with this part of me that still thinks if it's liked by a lot of people, it's good. Yeah? Which is a belief that I grew up with. It's like when you look at the news or social media, like when you have a post, when you have a meme, or when you have something that gets a lot of likes or a lot of comments, that gets a lot of attention, it's something valuable. And if it doesn't get a lot of attention, it's less valuable. If it doesn't get a lot of likes, it's less valuable. If you're in the news, if you're in the TV, you are more valuable than somebody who's a nobody, not known by many people. So I can see that there's a connection, because when I really dig deeper here and see, do I actually want a lot of people to know me, then I would answer this question with no. Because, for example, when I had this YouTube channel for online marketing in Germany, it was only in Germany, it was on the specific niche for online marketing. At that time, when I was still part of that company, we had around 50,000 subscribers for our YouTube channel, and I had created around 500 videos. And it sometimes happened that people recognized me on the streets. For example, a couple of years ago, I went to San Francisco to Alcatraz, with the ferry to this prison, to Alcatraz. And even there, so it was only a German channel, a German YouTube channel with not many subscribers. And even there on this ferry from San Francisco mainland to Alcatraz Island, there were two young entrepreneurs that came to me and asked me, like, aren't you Jeremy from this company? Like, from this YouTube channel? From this YouTube channel, Mega Chefed? I was like, yes, that's me. And I somehow enjoyed it. Because I wanted to impress my girlfriend at that time. Because I still remember when I started this YouTube channel that I did at that time, and I just had like around 2,000 subscribers or something. She told me, hey, you know what? It's just going to be a waste of time here. It's not going to be successful. It's something small. I don't even know why she told me this. But at that time, I told myself, you know what, when you're going to tell me it's not going to work, I tell you it's going to work, and it's going to be much, much bigger than you telling me where it can go. And so every time, and it happened a couple of times when I was with her and I was on the streets and people knew me and confronted me, like, aren't you Jeremy, aren't you? It was this kind of, oh, that's so nice. Because I want you to see that you were wrong. So that felt amazing. But getting back to this part, that I actually don't want to be too much known from other people. Because I don't want to have the situation where I go out on the streets and many people know me. And I don't want to have the stress of having to deal with a shitstorm, which is something that I believe would come up. Like, if more people got to know me, if more people knew my podcast and my YouTube channel here. Because the things that I share are very personal. And I know that there are just some stupid people out there that just love to hate. They just love to bully. And I honestly don't think like this is something that I want for my life, to have to deal with it. There is one part that there's one voice telling me, you know what, but you gotta, yeah, like for you to be successful, you gotta be able to deal with it. But I don't even know if I want this. So if I rather stay like not known and have those podcast videos for some people, not for many, for some clients, family, friends, and some people that are new want to get to know me, who are interested in my way of living and who are interested in getting connection to me. And I think this is already powerful enough. So if you're listening, if you're watching, I know that you are somebody who is interested in going deeper and interested in the way that I see things. And you're just not somebody superficial who doesn't care about what I'm talking about. So it helps me to appreciate the people watching the videos, listening to the podcast. Then, as I talked about instant materialization the last time, for example. So there is something that is holding me back, saying, okay, you know what? I believe when I become more successful or when I become more known, I have to deal with some shitstorms, some people freaking out, some people being angry towards me, some people wanting to hold my success back. And I, like a few episodes back, I talked about this fake it till you make it part. So where I believe we can fake it until we reach this goal. And this is something that works. But for me, for example, a big reason why I want to improve in my life and to grow is to be able to enjoy my life even more. Now, if more success would mean less joy, less space to enjoy my life, I'm pretty sure there are some parts within me that are boycotting my success. So here again, when we look at this part of people wanting to bully me, or people that are just writing some hate comments or whatever. So at the moment there are none. But I know that I would be very sensitive if something like this would come up. Because I really enjoy living a very sensitive life. I have some clients making millions, being super successful in the outside, but deciding for a life where they don't live this very sensitive, sensual life. But to be able to keep on doing what they're doing, they need to switch off some feelings and some senses. Otherwise, this information that they get would hurt them or would be hindering them in their success. So me, for example, a big part of how I define value for my life is being able to get in a lot of information, is being able to feel, is being able to use my senses. So now when I want to become more successful, when I want to grow, for me to be able to not switch off my senses when shitstorms are coming or when people are just hating on me or just picking on me or whatever, I would need to make sure that I feel super safe. Because if, for me, safety is one big reason why I want to be successful or why I want to grow. So now I want to get back to a story that happened in my life. It is the year 2020, I think, or something. I just moved to Berlin for a couple of weeks. And at that time, I had still my girlfriend, but I always thought, you know what, I want to try out an open relationship. Yeah? A way of having a relationship where I don't have to hold back, where I still feel free, and where I want to be able to explore my sexuality. So at that time, I decided, you know what, let's change our relationship. I talked to my girlfriend at that time, and she was open to it. She said, you know what, okay, let's try it out. Let's see how it develops. So I went to Berlin at that time, and in Berlin, I mean, some of you may know Berlin, like, there to end up in sexual enclosures and to get girls, to use this just simple phrase, or to get people to have sex with, to get people, I guess. But yeah, to just use it in the simplest way now, is super easy. I mean, it has like almost 4 million people living there, and most of them are young students, whatever, who want to explore themselves and are completely open, like to drugs, to experimenting in different ways, to sexuality. Like, I think there are not many places that are better for exploring a sexuality than Berlin. At that time, I arrived in Berlin and I expected myself now to get a lot of dates, to meet a lot of people, to meet a lot of women, to meet a lot of men, and to just explore my sexuality and to just try myself out. Well, it ended up that I had like 4 or 5 dates in like 5 weeks. Three dates. I think 3 or 4 dates. But okay, let's say 3 dates with 3 different women, but with one woman I had more dates. So I didn't have any sex. I didn't have any sexual encounter. I didn't do anything. And at that time, I felt like a loser because I thought, you know, all those YouTube videos that say, you know what, you need to, like, you need to be able to pick up the girl randomly on the street and then you're like a cool guy when you hunt them down and then you get them to, like, to open themselves up for you and to whatever. I did the complete opposite at that time. So, I mean, it was super embarrassing. For me, in front of my girlfriend, me being a big talker, you know, like saying, oh, I want to live an open relationship. I want to have like a threesome here and I want to do this. And I want to test this out and so on and so on and so on. And then she said, okay, you know what, let's do it. And then me, after a couple of weeks, reporting back to her saying, you know what, I actually did nothing. So on the one hand, she was relieved. And on the other hand, it was like, for me, it was embarrassing because it just... I just showed that I'm a talker and not somebody who should be taken serious in this regard of, okay, I tell what I want and then I do it. So it was interesting for me to study why I would say something like this, but do the opposite. And now there's one thing that came as like a crystal clear information at the time that was super important for me, which is something that I can translate now today to other topics as well, which is, why don't I materialize in an instant? We have in those situations, we have our reasons, yeah, why we don't do those things. Now, for example, me saying like, oh yeah, I don't have the right pictures on Tinder. Tinder, and I don't have I need to have six pack, I need to have this and that. So having like multiple reasons for why I don't get the girls or the men. And at that time I realized those are just excuses. Excuses for me to not look at the real reason why I don't do the steps. And once I took a little step back and observed what I was doing, I tried to see, you know what, my brain doesn't want me to hurt. My brain doesn't want me to do things that aren't good for me. So is it really that I'm too stupid to pick up a human to have sexual encounter with? Or is it something that lies deeper underneath it? Then I understood, you know what, it's actually that I don't feel safe enough. Because for me, living in an open relationship and then having a sexual encounter with somebody else than my partner feels like I betray my partner. Although we talked about it, it still feels like this because I grew up in with people around me betraying their partners. So and I judged this like immensely. Every time somebody was illoyal or betrayed their partner, I thought, like, you know, you asshole, why do you do this? Like, why do you hurt this person so much? So you know you hurt this person, why would you hurt them? So I thought, you know what, when I now do it, I'm going to be an asshole. And I don't want to be an asshole. I don't want to hurt anybody. So I needed to find ways where I make sure that this other person isn't hurt. One. Two, not feeling safe in this regard of I don't trust people. Like, I had some situations in my life where people proved to myself that they can't be trusted. So in my head, there's just this image or this video playing, like when I invite a girl and then I have sex with her, and then she will go talk to her friends, and then they will come over, and then they will just give me some cocktail to fall asleep, and then they just will rob all my things and run away. So I don't trust that they mean it in a good way. And then there is this part of having this closer connection, because for me, somebody who would want to have a sexual intercourse in an instant is somebody who would want this not only with me, but with a lot of other people. But for me, it was not only important to discover my sexuality, but as well my self-worth. So as I connected my self-worth, like, heavily with other people wanting me, like other people feel attracted to me, towards me, which is as well connected to this YouTube channel. It was important for me to realize that when somebody really is attracted to me and wants to have a sexual intercourse in the first date or in the third or second date, the probability that this person would want this or would do this with some other person as well is quite high. Even though this person says, you know what, you're the first one I'd do something with. No, usually I don't do this. Well, it doesn't help me to believe it. You know, it's like, for me, in my mind, is when somebody is like that easy to pick up, like, this person has less worth. Because this person doesn't give a lot of worth to their own sexuality, as they have a lot of sex with a lot of different people, not looking closer who those people are. So seeing the honest connection that I want to build with the person that I have sexual intercourse with, or like have a connection to. And then I see, okay, you know what? It's interesting because I can start to feel my self-worth or define my self-worth on another level. So it's not just this part where I see, okay, it is about getting a lot of people or getting many people to have sex with or to listen to my podcast or YouTube videos. No, but to realize I can arrive at a point where it's important for me not on how many, but on how deep can I touch those people. And sometimes it gets much deeper when I don't have sex with them. I, at that time, for example, had dates with two women, and both of them wanted to go upstairs to my hotel room, and then we kissed, and then they started to undress, and then I looked them in their eyes and asked, like, do you really want to have sex now? Like, are you really, like, do you really want this, or is this something that you just think you need to do? And both of them started to cry. And both of them arrived at the point where they said, wow, I'm super relieved. Thank you. Thank you that you feel. Thank you that you give this space that I don't need to go over my own limits now. So this was super important for me to see that I can touch people on another level. And this touching people on another level helped me to see that there is something else having a big worth for me, which is not having this superficial connection, but something that lasts longer. Because I'm pretty sure those people that I met, they still think about me. And they don't think about me in this way of, no, oh, that was nice, oh, nice sex. No, they think about me in this way of, wow, that was something else. That was different. So for me, being different is something that has a lot of worth. But then on the other hand, seeing that being different is something that I don't believe has a lot of worth to a lot of people. Or, then again, this is interesting, a lot of people don't want, it could even have more worth to them. But do people want that? Do they want something that goes deeper? Even if they would define it as being more worth, more valuable. I don't believe this. I believe a lot of people want to stay on the superficial level where they just listen to YouTube videos or podcasts and giving themselves explanations to do the things they are already doing and finding reasons why the things they're already doing are fine. Not looking on different angles, getting deeper, being touched on a deeper emotional level. So there are a lot of reasons to why, when I now open this up, there are not many listeners to this podcast or YouTube videos. And then I was talking about this part of faking it till we make it. So getting back to the why I told the story of the sexuality and me being in Berlin trying to discover myself and my own needs. This is deeply connected to me, like playing this role of this Casanova. So here I am in Berlin trying out like going on dates and then thinking, okay, you know what would they, would those women want from me? And then I arrive at this point where I believe, okay, they want to have great sex, they want to have the best evening of their life, so they want to do whatever. So me being there, like, oh gosh, like I had sex at that time with one woman in my life, and that was like very not that surprising sex. So it was just this basic, standard, safe way of making love, giving us the space to get to know each other in a very young and innocent way. Me now playing this role of being a Casanova, where I pretend, you know what, I know what I do. And then what would be the result? So in this case, if I fake it until I make it, it would lead to the point where it would come out that I'm not this great lover. So am I able to deal with me having success? Am I able to deal with the results that I'm provoking? In this case, it wouldn't have been too bad, you know. It would be okay to see, you know, I pretend that I'm this great fucker, and then I have those dates, and then it comes out that I'm not. Oh, bad. So it's not that bad. But still, when I want, not why? Why would I even want this? So just going deeper there and seeing, like, why would I provoke a situation where I have sex with another person, that person not thinking of me, who I am, me, myself, not giving me the space to explore myself and the sexuality, not feeling safe, and just setting myself under a lot of pressure to perform. Like to see, okay, I create a connection between sexuality and performance. Then I see, okay, this is not something that I want to provoke. because I don't want to live sexuality in this way of life, of thinking of myself and of feeling. No, I want to live sexuality in a more deeper, sensual way. Same here with the YouTube videos, with the podcast. I don't want to just have listeners to have listeners. I want to have listeners that want to translate what I'm telling to themselves. So, oh, by the way, that gives me the space to say, you know what? If you have questions for me, you can, and you want them to be answered in the podcast, you can go to my Instagram, which is linked here underneath in the YouTube description of the video, and as well, I think, on Spotify. You can find my Instagram as well, and on Apple iTunes. If you want to have some questions answered, just go and write them per direct message to me on my Instagram. What I'm going to do is I'm going to answer them, and I'm just going to try to put them into the podcast in the next weeks. So that's what I want. I want to build a connection to the people following me. And I want to help. I want to discover myself. I want to build a connection to the viewers, to the listeners. So again, I'm happy that you're here, because this feels way more like a closer connection, like an inner circle, than something that is just like this superficial, having hundreds of thousands of listeners. And here we are again, because there's one reason that I don't want to, or that I don't provoke at the moment, to get this many listeners. And this reason is that I wouldn't be able to enjoy it fully, as there would be this fear of rejection and shitstorm. And I wouldn't be able to enjoy it fully, as I haven't learned to deal and to build something that is bigger, making more money, making more revenue, making in a very sensual way. Like, I'm just about to build something to get there. But the companies that I built before that made like a much more revenue and had completely different results, were at a space or were at a place that I didn't really enjoy. Like, the amount of customers I had, I didn't enjoy. The amount of or the kind of work that I did, I didn't enjoy. So I learned those basic strategies on how to like build a company very fast and getting the results very quickly. But there's this part of me that believes, like, when I want to grow something that gives me the space to feel whilst I become more and more successful, that knows, okay, you know, I need to deal. I need to learn to deal with more listeners And I need to learn to deal with more clients. And not on this superficial part, but on this deeper part, this part that feels and connects to those people. To see, okay, it's about taking responsibility for the people that I work with, taking responsibility for the listeners here. And not just doing the superficial work where I work with somebody and then tell them, you know what, now we work, now fuck off and I don't care about you. No, but keeping on having a close connection to my clients, giving them the chance to come back to dig deeper. As well here in the podcast. So materialization has a lot to do with getting clarity about what we really want. As sometimes the things that we have in our life are already the things that we want. we just don't appreciate them. So this part of materialization helps us to see, you know what, maybe we can just arrive in the moment and enjoy and see that everything we have around us is everything that we want, or helps us to train to get where we want to get. And like this, materializing in an instant, getting results in an instant. So for me, for example, it's important now to learn to build this. And this is something that, yeah, that's what I want to add as well. In the past, the companies that I built, that there I never really learned to authentically show myself. So every time that I did a video, every time I went into meetings, every time that I shared with other people, I somewhat was a liar because I didn't show who I was and what I really wanted. And now, when I do this podcast, I want to train to show myself more. And this is something, again, that I want to share with other people, that there is this possibility that you can build something that becomes more and more successful when you allow yourself to open up a little more. When you allow yourself to see, okay, what is it that you might, that might be holding you back, and what is it that you think, okay, this is maybe as it is, it's exactly what I want. Or where can I build some more security and stability to get there? Oh, one thing that I want to add as well is, for example, this connection to money. And the resources that we want. Like, we tell ourselves we want to achieve certain resources. If it's money, if it's women, if it's men, if it's sex, if it's attention, recognition, whatever it is. But did we prove to ourselves that the resources that we're having, the resources that we want, that we use them in a way that really feels good for us, that feels like it is doing us good? For me, for example, there's one part of me that believes, okay, I want to make more money. But do I already prove to myself that I deal with the money that I have in a way that feels good? That I nourish myself in a way that I can grow? Or do I use the money in a way that makes me feel less safe? Like this, seeing, unless I don't respect my needs, unless I don't start dealing with the resources that I have in a way that is treating myself good, I won't arrive at the point where I know, okay, when I now get more of those resources, it will do me good. If it's followers, if it's money, if it's whatever. Okay. So this is the second part of materialization. Okay, what I want to share as well is, I don't know how long I'm gonna let those podcast episodes and YouTube videos be online. As this is like, in my world, in my value system, it's something very valuable. And I want to help people too. Yeah? But at the moment, what I would like is to get more feedback from other people, to get them to ask some questions and to get to, like, to see that I'm actually helping something, that I, that there's something starting to move. And now I'm observing, okay, is it even starting to move, or is it doing nothing? When it's doing nothing, I might want to get to the point where it's like, okay, you know what, I'm going to take those videos away and don't do it. But just seeing, okay, maybe when I start to share what I want, that I want you to ask questions, that I want you to get into connection with me, then I say, okay, it's for something useful. It's for a reason. It's for people to help to grow. Okay. So like this, I wish you a beautiful day again. And I'm already looking forward to be played on your phone or your computer in the next week again. See and hear you soon. Bye-bye.